Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
This is not my voice. Amen. Are you excited to be around? Oh, are you sure you are excited to be around? This morning your life is going to be blessed. Oh, the people you look at, this guy is looking at me as if I said, this morning your life is going to be blessed. And this morning you are going to the voice that come up for there. Amen. Still. Keep doing. When it's my voice, I will know that it's my voice. Amen. Let's pray. Pray for yourself and commit your heart to the Lord. Tell the Lord to touch you this morning with his hand. Ask God that the blessings that he has for you will come to pass. Yes. Pray. Don't look at your neighbor, but pray that God will touch your life. Pray that the Spirit of God will touch your life this morning as you are here. Pray. And ask God that as the word of God is coming, it will touch your life and your life will be blessed. Your life will change. Your life will go in a certain direction. Pray. You were the way at the beginning,
one with God,
the Lord most. Lift up your hands and sing your hidden glory.
Your hidden glory in creation,
now revealed in us.
Now revealed in you.
What a beautiful name it is. Sing it. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
What a beautiful name it is.
Nothing compares to thee. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is.
Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us.
You didn't want heaven without us.
So Jesus, you brought heaven down.
So Jesus, you
brought heaven down. My sin was great. Your love was great. What could separate us now?
What could separate
us now? Lift up your voice, say it.
What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ,
my King.
What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. The words you speak, there's a lot of things are turning in your life this morning.
It has lifted.
You took away.
You took away the chains of God that held me back.
You are freed in Jesus' name.
Only say, we love you.
You're the God of all mankind.
We
thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for victory. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for mercy, God. My ears have heard the wonders of your great creation's bow.
Creation's bow
in all of you.
Now we join
We join our hands to give you praise. We join our hands to give you words that you speak, oh God. It turns things around. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You took away, oh God, the chains. The chains. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the preaching of your word this morning be meaningful to us. Let the preaching of your word, O God, be relevant to us this morning. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. We worship you. In the name of Jesus.
You have shown me so much mercy.
In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody say amen. Oh, I didn't hear you aloud. Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. You may take your seat. Amen. Are you excited to be in church? Look, the power of God is here. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Spirit of God is here. Bible says that where two or three are gathered in his name. We are not gathered in the name of World Cup. Yes. We are not gathered. Look. If you... Do you have brains? Hallelujah. I have not changed. It's me. The only difference was that Sunday I was not in church. But I have not changed. It still means that you know. Look, if she'll be talking, send her to K Church. Okay. Hey, who can stab you, man? Who be call K Church? What? By a big boy like you that you have hair under your armpit, you have come to church and you are talking. What's your problem? Is that how you talk in class? Do you talk in school like this when teacher is teaching? Then you'll be getting 7 over 10. That's what it means. 7 over 10, Krawayad. 7 over 100. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
No, the people here, is it that you are not happy? Let me preach to you. Bring me. Look, today I have come to preach. And that's why I'm here. I didn't come here to come here. A lot of people are not in church. But it didn't rain, but they'll say that too. The way that was. The pastor is even asleep. But I mean, you know me, I'm not asleep. Hallelujah. I believe that, look, as I keep telling you, your life changes, okay? Mainly because of things you hear, all right? People who smoke, they have heard things, all right? People who have boyfriends and girlfriends. You don't know, Saint Tim, do you know boyfriend? You don't know boyfriend. No, I'll not preach again. I'm going to Santa Maria branch. Hey, Sitim, you don't know boyfriend. Saskatoon. Abuachiri Festival. Amen. So people hear things. That's how come they do things. But you hear the right things. Say amen. I said you hear the right things. Step by step, your life will take an upward and a positive direction. Even if you don't understand the English, just say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You'll be blessed. As you keep coming to church, you'll be blessed. There is a blessing already in coming to church. Do you understand? Anytime you appear in church, you are blessed. Yeah. Because your friends who are not in church, they are doing other things by now. Queen, can you remember when you were not in church? You can't remember. Sister Nyamia wa Domente. Nyamia Shirao. Ushira Naba. Ah, me yet. Ushira Naba. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I'm preaching for a very short time. And I'm preaching about something that will help you. Alright? Not many things help. Yeah. A lot of things that are being advertised, they are actually not true. Not everything you see on television, that is true. Yes. There are some of the things, they advertise them, but it is not. Look, I don't like the movement. Too. Look, boss, I'll sack you. I'm not joking. I said, those of you that we brought you recently, you have made yourself like you are in White Church. When I get angry, I sack all of you back to where thou comest from. So I'm making the point that a lot of things that are advertised on the television, you can see that some of them are meant to kill you. Yeah, you see, because when you are advertising Adonko bitters and children are watching Kakai bitters, Shedia bitters. Yeah. What other bitters do you have? Ogidi gidi shege and Tiger bitters. Bieja bitters. Antoinette, you've been drinking this one. You drink Bieja. K20. Seho bitters. Soloku bitters. Antoine, you know their names, so. Well, there's Bobobo Silver. Bobobo. It's a drink. Yeah. 8 p.m. Yeah. 8 p.m. You should take care of. Those of 8 p.m. You see, what 8 p.m. Those who the 8 p.m. What it means is that a lot of bad things happen after 8 p.m. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of bad things. That's why that's why when your father say come home before 8 p.m. Don't be a my father want to sit on my right. Human right activist. You are a stupid girl. Yeah, you freedom of movement. Please clap your hand for the people who are now coming. I have entered before I preach. Yeah, the reason I'm doing all this. I have. Because I was wondering whether today Gloria. Hey, move on, Musa Irene. Irene, Abba. Hey, move on, so. There's way to the corner, one corner. Hey, push you to the one corner. One corner, yes, one corner. It's okay. It was so. Hey, who the only post can cry? No, Jimmy, I'm sorry. So I'm making a point. Look, if somebody don't rape you, they will not rape you around 7 a.m. People don't rape people 7 a.m. It's not possible. Okay, we are taking them. Somebody will catch you, queen. Then the person has removed your pants. They don't rape around. Real rape. If they say rape, it's in there after 8 p.m. If somebody will press your breast, it's after 8 p.m. Yeah. It's after 8 p.m. That's why the drink is called 8 p.m. So when you see that drink, run away. Run away. Daddy's thing is
foolish boys and girls. So look, one of the surest things that can save your life and change your, I'm feeling the preaching, is called the word of God. That is why when you come to church on Sundays, I don't put television here and show you Bunny. Do you know Bunny? How many of you know Bunny? Cretch. Bunny is a dinosaur. How many of you know those things? Yeah, Bunny. Or you have come Sunday morning and then as an appointed pastor in the United denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Let me preach. I will, Anas, you were there last week. Oh, you were there, yes. I will put television here and I'll tell you that today we are going to watch Jackie Chan. God himself will curse me. Yeah, God himself will curse me. Yes. That today we are coming to watch my sweet curse. My sweet curse. There's one in UTV. That one they show it when Ganga. Foolish children, you know. Foolish boys and girls, you know these names. Ganga. Yeah. Then why have they made me a pastor? To come and show you Ganga. To come and show Vera. No, I'll preach the word of God. I said I'll preach the word of God. Yeah. You see, there is power in the word of God. There is power. Yes. The reason why you bathed and came this morning is not because of anything, but it's because of a certain word of God that was preached that touched your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today the title of my preaching is called Pastors According to My Heart. Yeah. The same scripture Chifubi quoted is the same scripture I'm coming to preach about. Yes. Yes. Look, people give things out. Look at Jeremiah. The same scripture, Jeremiah 3:15. Before you say that, when you came, how many of you seen that things are working? How many of you can see that things are working? Oh, you, yeah, those people here, yeah, you cannot see. Oh. Look, next week I'm going to AA. The way last week I was not in. Next week, hello, Kasta, things are working now. Yeah, things are working. Can you see? Yeah. One day you come, no, you see other things that are working. Jeremiah 3:15. Put it on the projector for me. Jesus. Is it on the projector?
Yeah.
He said, and I will give you pastors. Everybody say pastors. This is, I'm like to explain the scripture for them. We close. This is God speaking. And God says that I will give you. Look, there are few things God said he will give. And one of the things that God said, you see, it is God himself. Oh. So look, if you are there as a human being, listen, oh, I'm about to close. You are there as a human being. Sweetheart, what's your name? Mary. Mary, you are there. Queen, you are there as a... Chief, what's your name? What? Guinness. Dennis. I thought you said Guinness. I said Guinness. It's okay. But if human beings call Guinness, it's not bad. Guinness is a drink. It's a beverage. Alcoholic beverage. Do you like star? Everything star. It's the star that led the wise men to Jesus. That star. It's not the star. Okay. If you are there as a human being, Dennis, and you don't have a pastor, it means that God, God doesn't like you. Okay. Yes. Because God says that, and I, God, I will give you pastors. And not just any pastor. You see, there are pastors walking around. Yes. How many of you know that, even though they are watching, but some of the watches are different. Yeah. And then, go for the time. We're each your own.
Behave yourself. Last week I sat by a certain truck driver. Only him and myself were in front. Charlie, before I could say Jack, stop that. Have you not turned before? But it is serious, pal. Put up the air condition. Put up the air condition. Put it on. Is that serious? Hey, the one who have done that, God will punish you. Amen. It's okay. Because let's preach. Look. It's okay. Quiet. Hey. You there? You stay at Trasaco Valley. They are watching, and they are watches. Yeah. Even though there are some of the things they are not watching. It's rice and beans and brown paint. And brown paint. That's what they call watching for you. But there are some other watching. Yeah. When you see that watching, you know that this is called watching. Hey, Prince, sit down there. Hey, Vinci, come back and come and sit down. Why have you made yourself busy, but you are just moving about? This is what you do and you go to hell. Come and sit down. Hallelujah. So God said that I will give you pastors, look at me, according to my heart. A pastor that God likes is the type of pastor that God sees. You see, you cannot give something that you don't have. Yeah, you cannot give something. And anytime you are giving something to somebody, most of the time it is something that you like that you are giving out. Yeah. So for God to say that he will give you pastor, it means that a pastor is an important segment of your life. I hope you understand the preaching. Because I'll be closing right now. We're close. We've not reached anywhere. We're 40, 30, 90. And the cock cry, they say, yeah. A pastor in your life makes a lot of difference, Irene. Yes. You see, you would think that because you see your teachers Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday. And sometimes there is even Sunday classes. Yeah. Yeah. You think that the teacher is more important. But look, I will tell you the truth. Your pastor that you see once a week, it's more important than your teacher that you see 7 days in a week. I'll tell you the truth. Yeah. Because see, God said that he will give you a pastor. God didn't say he'll give you a teacher. Okay. Yeah. The word teacher is in the Bible. The word teacher. It appears many times in the Bible. So God knows the difference between a teacher and a pastor. But God says that I will give you what? Pastors. Pastors. After my heart. There can be another pastor that is not after God's heart. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Importance of a pastor in your life. Or what happens when you don't have pastor? What will happen when you don't have a pastor? I want to show you 7 things that will happen when you don't have a pastor. Number 1. So that the day your foolishness comes and you are misbehaving, you understand the importance. You understand what it means to have a pastor. Yeah. Number 1. If you don't have a pastor, you become aimless. Do you know aimless? When somebody says you are aimless, it's a curse. Yeah, why? Yeah, priest, do you understand? When they say you are aimless, means you don't have aim. That's why some of you, when we ask you, what do you want to become in the future? Ah,
no
you know vision. You are aimless. Yeah. There is nothing in your eye as you are going to the school. Yeah. Numbers chapter 27, verse 15 to 17. Short preaching. I'm closing. Numbers 27. There is no direction in your life. No direction. The aim of a pastor is to direct you. That's what some of you, when we are directing you, so look around, the pastor is saying, or so for no, or pay me here. I don't want your ear. You ask yourself that, what do you have that I don't have? Eh? Julie, what do you have that I don't have? You don't have anything. The only thing you have that I don't have is that you are a girl and me, I'm not a girl. That's the only thing you have. There are few physical things you have that I don't have. You have breast. Me, me need breast. Yeah, that's all. That's all. Hallelujah. Yeah. Numbers 27, 15 to 17. Say that. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of all, the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Yes, your pastor. Eh? Your pastor will not be an angel. He will be a man. A man. A man. Yes. Those of you that when I talk to you, don't listen. You want to do what you like. A man over the congregation, which may go out. Hey. No, I'm talking to this boy. Sit properly. Which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out. You need a leading. How many of you think you can lead yourselves? Lift up. If you can lead yourself, stand up. You can lead yourself. So far, you have led yourself. As you are sitting there, you see, after leading yourself, you see how your life has become. After leading yourself. Some of you, as you are sitting here, even your dress that you wear, I have to tell you what to wear. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine you go to school and there is no headmaster who says that there's a school uniform. Some of you can't go to school again. Yeah. Yeah. Which may lead them and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as a sheep which have no shepherd. Yes. Another word for a pastor is a shepherd. Yeah. It's a shepherd. May you never become aimless. You didn't hear me. I say you will never become aimless. Yeah. 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 Aimless means no direction. Yes. You see, if you think you can lead yourself, you are making a... Look, some of you, you need me to tell you virtually everything in your life. Yes. Yeah. Because you see, this is your Genesis one that you are in. That suddenly you feel that you are on top of the school. And you don't respect anybody. You don't respect your mother. If your mother talk, you raise up your hand. If your father talk, you look at him up, down, and then you chew him, and then you go. Yes. Yes. You are rich. I don't know what it is in this JSS that when you suddenly get to JSS, you are you. You are you. The whole world must bow down for you to walk on. Let it be known unto you that look, you are leading an aimless life. Yes. Look, you need somebody to tell you that the way you are very disrespectful, it will not end you well. Because see, some of you sitting down here, your parents cannot talk to you. Your mother will make the greatest mistake in their life to talk about you. So in the house, they have left you. Do you understand the meaning of they've left you? They've left your life for you. Do what you like. And when they tell you to do what you like, you think you are Chifogbe. Do you understand? Yeah, you are Bonsu King Kong. Oh, me de obi antumi kam asem wo fi ho no me de wo kam asem ma ye ya ho ye ajiman wa ji aman ni nyina ajiman. If you are from Volta region, then they call you Togbe. It's like F-O, Togbe, and so your mother is afraid of you. Am I preaching? Yeah, I'm preaching. I know why I'm preaching this message. Some of you that they call you Nana, Nana, no, let me preach. The people here, they still don't listen to me. So the Nana has entered your head. That's entered your head. So you think that you and Asante Hini, you are the same. Yeah. You don't know that you are following a certain route, and it will take you to that route. Is you are becoming aimless because nobody can talk to you. Nobody. As for your mother, she's a rag. She can't talk. She can't talk. Yes. You need a pastor to direct you. Look, if you don't respect your mother, and you don't respect your father, and you also don't respect your pastor, your life remaining 2%. Yeah. Oh, Ghana girl, what is left of you? Only 3%. Oh, Ghana girl. Yes. Yeah. Your life is finished because you are becoming an aimless person. Aimless. No aim. Some people ask what you want to become. You tell me that you want to become a pilot. Yeah. One day. I said one day. A certain boy came to this church. This church. I've been pastoring this church for a long time. Long since, Lord. Before all of you came to meet me. Yeah. And I've not left, I'm still here. So when this brother came, newcomer, I don't know him. So he came to meet me in my office. How many of you know where my office is? Yeah. Came to meet. So we're talking. And I said, brother, small boy. He was wearing some jeans to be. So I asked him that, look, what do you want to become in future? He said, oh, he want to become an electoral commissioner. No, not electoral committee, the other one. Poly agent. Ah. And I said, ah, poly agent. Why? He said, oh, some party B is in their area. Now, last time they did the election, no, Akwanona, he was a poly agent. Okobaye, no, he bought flat screen. You see, when an aimless person is talking, then he said, oh, so for him there, if he can just get flat screen, oh. So as he's going to school and he's studying social studies and he's studying integrated science and he is doing mathematics and English, his aim in life is to become a poly agent. Such a person, you need a pastor to tell you that it's a stupid decision you are taking. Another one came, asked him, you want to become what? He said, oh, you want to become a footballer. Yeah. I told him that, look, footballer, I don't have problem with footballer. But you see, there are certain careers when you choose, by age 40, the career is finished. I've never seen somebody who is 45 who is still playing football before and they pay him. Yes. Yeah. As you are sitting down here, your aim is to become a pilot. I know. You want to become a pilot. Ask yourself, how many planes are in Ghana? Aeroplane. How many are in Ghana? And you want to become a pilot. Yeah. You are in the same class with your friend. The two of you want to become president. The two of you. You want to become president. Your main aim is that, look, you are happy. Yeah. Yeah. You need a pastor to tell you that some work is useless. Yeah. Yeah. Pilot. One day. When we were in school, the teacher asked us that. They were asking, what do you want to become? Everybody was mentioned. So the teacher got to a certain guy's turn. So the guy said, oh,
grow up, he'll be a teacher. So the teacher said, clap for him. Very good. I said, clap for him. They gave the boy, we gave the boy fans. So then the boy said, sir, I've not finished. He said, if I become a teacher and I get a proper job, then I will stop here, go and do it. He said, if you become a teacher, then you get a proper job. Yeah, teacher, not there. Or the proper one. But when he get a proper job, Eunice, he will stop that job. Then he will go and do it. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
May you not become aimless. Amen. If you have a pastor and you are aimless, then you are a fool. Yes. It's a very, very simple. If you have a pastor and you are aimless, look, from today, nobody will insult you that you are aimless again.
Amen.
I say nobody will insult you that you are aimless again.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two. Hey, my time is up. Number two. When there is no pastor in your life, there will be division. Division. You will be divided. Yes. You will be divided. Even on your own, there will be division. Because see, you may not know what to do. You have what we call divided attention. Yes. As I'm standing here, I have a pastor. Yes. But I don't know about you. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 17, you read the Bible. Bible, you will read it. Open it. And after that, you put it on the projector. Pop it up on the projector. 1 Kings. Oh yes, children's service. Yes, not children's service. So it's called church. Church. 1 Kings. You are coming to church, you don't bring Bible. I don't know what to call you. 1 Kings 22, verse 17. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as a sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, this have no master. If you don't have a master, look, young people, you need somebody in your life. You see, I'm giving one of the greatest key in life to progress. You see, at a point, you will need somebody in your life to tell you that, do this. Even when you don't understand, you must do it. Yes. Many years ago, I met somebody who kept telling me, do this. Some of the things she asked me to do, I didn't understand. But later, I said, hey, it is one of the greatest advice ever. Yeah. Look, you don't have to understand many things before you do it, though. How many of you understand how mobile phones work? How many of you understand how mobile phone work? Or how this microphone is working? That I'm holding this thing, I'm standing here, but there is sound coming from here. Then you are saying that until I understand how when you stand here, you can call somebody at Abokobi, I will not use the mobile phone. You don't have to understand everything. And you cannot understand everything before you do them. Benedicta, you don't have to understand everything. Yeah. He said, they are scattered. When you don't have a shepherd, you don't have a pastor, this is what caused people, Priscilla, to move from, you see your parents, I'll use them as an example, for your parents, some of you, your parents, yes, the way some of you, your parents, today, Kwashima Park is going to meet a certain prophet, tomorrow, he is listening to Channel R, and a certain prophet said they should call him, you see that they've not paid your school fees, that's what he has given to the prophet. Yes, then another time he is listening to Obonu FM. Then a certain prophet said that they will do a end of month prophetic bathing. So your mother has picked a car from Santa Maria and is going to Teshi to go and meet a certain prophet to bath her. They are divided. prophetic bathing. Some of you, they bath your parents. Ah. Yeah. But you see, and when you, you see, because if you have a pastor, you will know that, look, this place, how many of you, Monday, you slept. If you slept Monday, lift up your hand. You slept in your house. Monday, slept here. Tuesday, you slept at a different place. Lift up your hand. Nobody. Wednesday, you slept at a different place. Thursday, you went to a different place to sleep. If it is your house, you know where your bed is. Is it not true? Yeah. Yeah. But if you are divided because you don't have a pastor, you keep moving from church. Today, Assemblies of God. Tomorrow, Pentecost. Next 3 weeks, you are a Catholic. You have gone to... Hey, today, when we close church, I will share chocomilo for everybody. Hey, no, the people here, that those people here, you get two chocomilo. The people here, you get three chocomilo. Yeah, I'll share chocomilo. I don't feel like the cube one. They were like this thing. Onga. No, onga is a cube. No, onga is not cube. Onga is cube. Cuboid. Onga is cube. You do cook. A crophone, no. Annette cooks. Annette. Antoinette. Abinanda Akun, she cooks. For who to eat? I cook for Ceci and Kua. Because me, if I net cook there, tomorrow I'll go to work. If I net cook there, if I net cook, I only eat it on Friday evening. Because Saturday, if I start going to toilet, I'll be in the house. So, but I will eat a net food during the week there. I will know it. Yeah. Yeah. May you never be aimless and may you never be divided. Yeah. Look, when you are not divided, then your mind is on one thing. Yeah. One thing. One thing. We call it the key of concentration. If you meet people, hey, tomorrow you want to become a pilot. Tomorrow next is a doctor. No, I don't like pilot again. That day when I was watching the TV, I saw a certain man, he's a doctor. I think I'll be a doctor. They said, no, me, I'll be a banker. Every day you are changing what you want to become. You can't become anything. You are divided. Some of you, the last time you told me you'll be a nurse, today, if I ask you, what you tell me that you want to become like a nurse? I don't know if you saw the picture of the small boy when they were doing the professional week. Say you want to become a nurse. And the parents saw him, hey, you, a nurse thing. Pepper, he has what? Yeah. May there be no division among us. I say, may there be no division among us. Yeah. If you are in the house with your siblings and there is no father in the house, every day there will be quarrel between you and your siblings. Today fight. There will be division. Today fight. Look, there are some families. Brother and sister, they don't talk. Yes, yeah, true. You are growing up. If you see, brother and sister, they don't talk. Sister, they don't talk. Brother, they don't talk. Yes. I know a certain family. All of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four children. They are all pastors. But they don't talk. Yes. I'm not talking about children. Adults. Who all of them have given birth. Some of them have 4 children, 5 children, things. Adult, and their father is alive, but they don't talk. Yes. Division. May that never happen to you and your siblings. Yeah. Look, the prophecy you believe is the one that will happen to you. I say, may it never happen to you and your siblings. Yeah. It will happen. How can you be in the house and you don't talk? How? Hallelujah. Number 3. The next thing that will happen when you don't have a pastor is that you will be weak. You'll be weak. Strength will go away. You'll be weak. You know how you, when you have not eaten for from since morning,
Even if time you are weak. Yeah. When you don't have a pastor, you'll be weak. Strength will go. Strength will leave you. Gloria, I'll beat you. Eh? You think I don't beat? Then maybe you don't know me. Me, pastor, I can put the microphone down, remove my belt, whip you, and come back for the mic and preach. Me, I'm different too. I'm not like some other pastors who don't beat me. I beat people's children. After that, I'll preach to you and pray for you. Then my own is different. Some of you are saying, the day pastor and my children will come to this church. No. You can't beat my children. You can't beat my children. You can't beat them. I let you beat my children. If you beat my child, then she come and tell me, you see. I'll whip you, Bia. You see something. Amen. Strength. You don't have strength when you don't have pastor. Look, a pastor is there to encourage you. Yes. You see, a lot of adults today will take communion. A lot of adults, I'm about to close. A lot of adults feel that children don't have problems. Is that not what your parents, they think? Your parents don't know that you have problems. I don't know if you have problems. Lift up your hand. You have problems. Yeah. Don't you have problems? Problems. Problem. Everybody sitting here have a problem. Your parents, they think that there are a lot of people who have problems. You also have. Yeah. And sometimes they neglect you. But look, you need a pastor to tell you that it is well. Everybody say, it is well. Yeah. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river. When peace like a river. I thank and my way. When sorrows like sea be your throne. Whatever my Lord, thou hast taught. You don't sing this song in your school. Sing it. It is well. It is well. I should sing it as well. With my soul. Oh, it is well. It is well. With my soul. With my soul. Oh, it is well. It is well. It is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. It is well with your soul. It is well. You need somebody to tell you that it is well. They don't understand what it means to write an exam and fail. So when you come home and say you have failed your exam, your mother is just thinking about how to pay your fees. But she doesn't know that your third term examination that will promote you to classes, you have failed it. She doesn't know. And you are broken when all your friends have passed. When they've promoted all your friends to GSS1 and you are in classes. They don't understand. But it is well. Yeah. You see, because some of your parents, I was telling some people during the week that there are some parents saying they don't even know the class their children are in. I was in school, where do he? Your father is now asking you that school. No. We're doing, yeah. But look, if you are very close, every time I ask you, Charlie, how is school? Yeah, most of you sitting down here, I know the classes you are in, and I even know the names of your school. I know. I'm not a pastor. Look, today we are doing church. Hey, school is not important. Hey, heaven dear, and not any church. No. I must be concerned about your welfare. When I see that you are not smiling, I have to ask you, is everything all right? It is well. Benedicta, when you were writing BEC, don't I know it was time for BEC? I know. Hey. Some of you BEC and your parents didn't even know you were writing BEC. So, oh! Adwa, or children are mobile children in social, no? Yeah. Oh, and the mkobra, mkobra. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh. Ah. Adwa, who can crofua? Abet, who can crofua mucha BEC, no? Oh, 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 oh. And the mrezos, the mbaba sisi, ah. Yeah. Fine, fine, fine. They don't know. Yeah. They don't know. Ah, it's where we are. Yeah. May you be strengthened. I said, may you be strengthened. Yeah. Look, don't give up on yourself. That's why every time I strengthen you by encouraging you that, look, you can do it. Yeah. That's why we sing the song. God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you. He's able. It's okay. Yeah. Look, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or imagine. Today, you look useless. But tomorrow, God will make you great. Believe it. I said tomorrow, God will make you great. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Look, we will be here. We will be here. And you drive your car and come and park. Is it? You see, because you have taken trotro side, the American crana is not registering. Yeah. Some of you, your aim is to get a bicycle. You look, you will drive your own Toyota. The people here, they don't believe what I'm saying. You will drive your 4x4. Ube chi escalate. Ube chi escalate. Ube chi escalate. Yeah. Ube chi escalate. Yeah. That Gloria is coming to church, then she's just driving like this, and the children are at the back, and the husband. Hey! You look. They are going for Sean Combs. It's difficult for people to pay. Look, say, hey, save the formal call, Sean Combs. Hey, I'm paying for 7 people. Yeah. Pay for 7 people. You'll be rich. You'll be rich. You do, you see, when we say you do well, you do well. God is not a Ghanaian. I'm telling you. God, when you serve him, he will bless you. And ye shall serve the Lord, and he will bless. He will bless you. Why won't he bless you? If you work at Ecobank, Ecobank pays you. If you work at MTN, MTN will pay you. If you work at Kolebu, Kolebu will pay you. If you work for God, he will pay you. He will reward you. Hallelujah. If you don't have a pastor, you'll be destroyed. Yeah, you'll be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. I'm preaching today. Very, very good preaching. You'll be destroyed. Zechariah 13 verse 7. The little ones and the young ones, they are most affected when there is no shepherd or when there is no pastor. Zechariah 13 verse 7. He says, awake, O sword, against the shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall scatter. I will turn my hand upon the little ones. You will not be destroyed. I said you will not be destroyed. I said you will not be destroyed. I said you will not be destroyed. You will not be. Nobody will destroy your life. I'm telling you. Any wicked man that will stand up to destroy your life, may the fire of God stand against him. You will not be destroyed. No. Yeah. There are people, we call them wicked.
wicked and unreasonable men who are in to destroy the lives of children, you will not be destroyed. You'll be different. You'll be different. Yeah, the blood of Jesus is on your forehead. You'll be different. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. You see, because when there is no shepherd, when there is no pastor, you see, you tend to do the in Judges. Let me show you a certain scripture in Judges. Judges. The last chapter in Judges. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. Judges. Judges chapter 21. Verse 25. The last chapter in Judges and the last verse in the last chapter. Don't forget. There's a powerful scripture there. Are you there? You should learn how to open the Bible quick. If it is your mother's purse, you open it quick. Bible, dear. Listen, he said that in those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Yeah, imagine a 3-year-old girl who is doing what is right in her eyes. Yeah. 4 years, we've left you alone to do what is right. After doing what is right in the exams, you see what you have had. Yeah. When we left you to do what is right, and we gave you exam paper to do what is right, you came out with 13%. That was what is right in your eyes. Yeah. And everything that I do, then they are talking. Everything I do, they say is wrong. Even nobody appreciates my. We don't appreciate. The last time we left you to yourself, that we are writing class tests, didn't you get 14? So why do you want us to leave you with this of 14? Yeah. 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 May you not be destroyed. One of the duty of a pastor is to protect you. You are just walking about. There are prayers being made on your behalf every morning. Yes. Yeah. Prayers are being made on you. Juliana, prayers are being made on your behalf every morning. Utihono. And then you'll be in the house and be insulting pastors. Oh, stupid. Oh, that pastor, man, nonsense. Yeah. Yeah. And then your parents say, pastor, Iman, no. Hey, oh, no, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear. Sam, Mike, no, dear. Soma. And yeah, no. My chedodo. Yeah. Yeah. Sam, the reason why you are not pregnant now is because of church. It's true. It's true. You think I fear you? I'm preaching, though. I don't fear you. I'll say it again. The reason why you are not pregnant is it because, how old are you? 13, you can be pregnant. 13, you can be pregnant. Hey, how old are you? 15, you can be pregnant. How old are you? 15, you can impregnate a girl. Yeah. Daddy's thing. Hey, hurry up. Daddy's thing. Gun. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. 15-year-old boy. You have sperm.
Okay.
You have sperm. That's sperm. You're asking what is sperm? Sperm is like kakai bitters. It's like kakai bitters. K20. We drink it. It's sperm. Yeah. It's church that is protecting you. Look, there are 12-year-olds who smoke. Yeah. Last week, somebody was telling me, listen, look. Somebody was telling that in church, they were in K church, different branch, UD, different branch, K church, one boy, one girl, they were kissing in church and they caught them. Yeah. So when I pray, then I pass, am I saying, you don't know what I'm saying. You are a stupid girl. You don't know what I'm saying. I will say it. Yeah, K church. They were kissing. I mean, Now you may kiss your bride. Now you may kiss your bride. We're kissing, cry. Greet one another with a holy kiss. They were greeting themselves. K church. I'm not talking about J. I say K church. K church means that they are 6 years and below. They were kissing. Yeah. Kissing. And you are here in white church. You are telling me you don't know what is called boyfriend sin. Your face like kukumbaja. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The reason why you are not destroyed, Irene, that up to now they've not pressed your breast is because of church. Yeah. Because no, it's not Sebi. It means they are the American. You see, because if right now, you see, you are there, Christmas. Oh, black see. Oh, Dimi Blonya. Oh, but Dimi Christmas. As we are telling Brakweku, say, but Dimi Christmas. Although he's hearing the word different, but Dimi Christmas. Yeah. But Dimi Christmas, so it sounds different in his ears. So. You are saying that he should come and chop you Christmas. Oh, he is hearing it, but Dimi Christmas. I said, oh, and bra, me do Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, take Christmas, you know. Do Christmas. So you are going, say, come to my house. Then you are going. Yeah. You are your little sister says she will fall. Say, Fiona. Hey, I'm going to say crawford near ma. Hey, me kwame. Yeah, yeah, blo. Who call bedu? Yeah, you've used handkerchief to sew skirt. And you went, then he said, there's no chair, sit on my bed. Now, I got snah on him. Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, we'll chop you. Christmas. Yeah. But look, it's because you have a pastor. That you see, a lot of children didn't hear this thing, so. Yeah. That when a man say, bruh, no do Christmas, you don't go. So if you want to get Coca-Cola, the man can remove your pants. Some of you, you need yogurt, the new one that has come, the mango one, and spring goes one. That's all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May your life never be destroyed in Jesus' name. I say, may your life never be destroyed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look, if I sit it down like you are a man guy, you don't want to respond, be there. Yeah, my God. If you don't have a pastor, last one. What number is that? Five. I think five is okay. If you don't have a pastor, you have problems. Unsolved problems. Write it like that. Unsolved problems. You see, because we all have problems. But look, the solution to your problem. How many of you believe that pastor knows everything? Yeah, pastor knows everything. It's true. Pastor knows everything. We all believe that our pastor, they know everything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Unsolved problems. Unsolved. Problem will stay with you. If you have a problem, lift up your hand. Yeah. Problem. Have problems. Those people here, they are angels. When we close, come and lay hands on us. You are angels. And we have problems. If I have problems, me, I have problems. There is no way all your problems will be solved. Look, the next time I come to the back there, I will slap you, kick you, step on you, and suck you out. Demons are worrying you. Yes. Anytime we are preaching, something is taking your attention, it's demons. Yes. Unsolved problems. Unsolved problems. If there is no pastor in your life, look, a lot of problems are not solved with money. They are just solved with words, anointed words. Yeah. That's why when you have a problem, you don't see your pastor, you will be there with your problems. Yes. And you'll be shocked that what you are struggling with there, you just need one word and that problem will be solved. Yeah. You are struggling whether you should go to which secondary school should go? by body or day. You are struggling. Because your mother say choose day because she doesn't have money for body. And you don't know what to do to body. It's a problem. And you are struggling. Whether you should go to Ifantima or you should go to Accra, Accra. You don't know what to do. Meanwhile, you are a boy and you are going to choose Ifantima. Because you saw it. You saw it inside the booklet. Say, ah, Fantima, a D with the band nice. But I say, oh, Cape Coast. So Cape Coast is there. Secondary school, there are not any Cape Coast. Then you've got to choose Fantima. Yeah. And a boy, we call you Nana Kwesi Ajimai. Fantima girls. You are the only one who have joined them. Yeah. You are confused. See a pastor. Yeah. Unsolved problems. Unsolved problem. Yeah. The sentence is that she stay here. One day the father told me that they are staying here to voter age. Why? The school that she's in, they don't close early. He said, what was the problem of the school? He said, the school, some plenty issue. And that you want to send her to the grandmother to go and voter. And I said, my boss, she's not going anywhere. I'll show you where the school. You send your daughter there. She'll go to school there. Today, that problem has been solved. You don't say it. You are there now. And I'm like, man, please, my father said I'm going to vote her. And I'll come back next year. Yeah. Like, but this time, when this in vote her, Reggie? If we ask her, SCI, I say, yo. That night, like, if she's going to church, dive it, she'll put cloth around her waist. Okay. And she'll be dancing at Gaja at church. You go and join EP. Today, look at you, are smiling. Yeah. And it's possible that if she finds her way in voter, she will not go to church again. It's very possible. Very, very possible. I know people stop church because they relocated. But look, whatever issue you have, it can be solved. I say it can be solved. There is a solution to it. It can be solved. And I believe that, look, if you acknowledge what God is giving you, that he said that, and I will give you pastors after or according to my heart. That is what God himself has decided to give you. According to his heart, you'll be blessed. Viewers, this is all time will allow us. Until next week, when we come your way with this same program, this has been your regular host, Pastor E.K. Colley. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand.
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
And we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
You are here.
You are here. Moving in our midst.
Oh,
I worship you.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
Oh, I worship you.
You are here.
And Rainmaker, miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God,
that is who you are. Rainmaker, miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is.
You wipe away all tears.
You mend the broken heart.
God is mending the broken heart.
You are the answer.
Jesus. You wipe away all tears.
You mend the broken heart.
You are the answer to it all, to it all,
Jesus. Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Hey, he's here. All eyes closed. All heads bow. All eyes closed. All heads bow. Softly. You are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You are not born again. All eyes closed. You don't know Christ. All that we are talking about is like Greek to you. You don't even understand what it means. But he said, this afternoon, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. You are here like that. I don't want to end up in hell. When I die, I want to make it to heaven. You are here like that. Lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. Don't look at anybody. Don't look at anybody. Lift up your hand and say, Pastor, pray with me. Pastor, I don't know Christ. I don't know Christ. Don't feel shy. It is a step. It's a journey that we all take. Lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I've seen your hand. Say, Pastor, pray with me. The life that I'm leading, I don't like it. But this morning, this afternoon, I want to give my life to Christ once again. Lift up your hand wherever you are. And say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I thank you for my life. I come to you just as I am. I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Please write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. And now, Satan, listen to me. I am not for you. I am for Christ and Christ alone. I will serve him. He's my master. He's my savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, if you have said this prayer, you are born again. Yes. Look, whatever whisperings that you've been getting from the enemy that you are a bad girl, you are a bad boy, from today, God has touched your life. Say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Today is actually your birthday. It's your born again birthday. Yes. And rejoice and be glad because God has actually heard your prayer. And he has written your name in the book of life. You want to take communion this morning. The communion is the blood of Jesus. Yes. And the blood of Jesus, open your eyes and look at me. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Yes. The blood of Jesus has power. The blood of Jesus has power. Abet, go for it. One of you should come and sit down. All right. Father, we thank you for your body, and we thank you for the wine, your blood. As we take it, oh God, let the healing power inside, oh God, come upon us in Jesus' name. Let's go share it for them.
Brothers, sisters,
when you get it, hold it. Everybody, take it. As you take it, you receive wisdom. You receive understanding. Yes.
Oh, sons of God. Yeah, it's only word.
God. When you get it, hold it. Don't eat it, hold it.
the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood,
and very fast, very fast. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brothers, sisters, we are one.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
And our lives
have just begun. In the Spirit,
we are young and will live forever. Very quick.
Sons of very quick. God, yes, only word
gather around
the table of the Lord.
Has everybody, does everybody have it? You all have it. Look, this one, which is the body of Christ. Bible said that, the one, have you given the organist? On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a bread. And Bible says that after he has given thanks, Father, we thank you for this bread. We know this is your body. As your body is broken for us, Lord, may we receive grace. May we receive power. May we receive spiritual enlightenment. Let the knowledge of our understanding be enlightened. Bible said that he broke it and said to them, take it. This is my body. As often as you do this in remembrance of me, the body of Christ, eat it. You are not just eating bread, but you are eating the body of Christ. Eat it. And believe it. Believe it. There is power in what you are doing. There is power in it. Bible says, after the same manner, he took the cup. And he said that this cup is the New Testament in which my blood is poured. The wine you are holding is the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. Lift it up. Father, we thank you that there is power in the blood. There is power in this blood, oh God. May this blood break away every addiction from our lives. May this blood heal us of every sickness. In the name of Jesus, we believe. We believe. We believe. May this blood speak for us in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. Drink it. Lift up your hand. Put the cup down. And lift up your hand. Stand where you are. Don't go. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I'm coming to declare some prayers over your life. Believe them. Believe them. Yes, by the blood, may death pass over you. By the blood, you didn't believe, you didn't hear what I'm saying. I say, because of this blood, may death pass over you. Amen. You will never die in Jesus' name. Amen. May every sickness be taken away from your life in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, no witches or wizard will be able to get hold of your life. Yeah. Because of this blood. When you get to school and you are taught, you understand. Amen. I said you understand. Amen. You will never become a failure in this life. Amen. You will never lack anything good in this life. Amen. Yes. Because of this blood, you will never have an accident. You will never die in a car accident. Amen.
You will never die in the car accident. You are protected by the blood of Jesus. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Every sickness in your life that the doctors are finding it difficult to locate, because of this blood, every sickness will be melted. Every sickness will be melted. Every sickness is taken away in the name of Jesus. Now may the power of the blood heal you of every sickness in any part of your body, from your head to your toe. Every heart sickness, every chest pain, every headache, any eye problem, every throat problem, by the power of the blood, may they be healed in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Now every financial difficulties that your family is facing, any difficult problem in your life and in your family that there is no solution to, because of this blood, because of this blood, there will be a solution. Because of this blood, there will be a solution. Because of this blood, there will be a solution. In the name of Jesus. And now, may you receive favor. May people like you. May people like you. I said, may people like you. May people love you unconditionally. May you receive mercy. Wherever you go, may you receive favor. May you receive mercy because of the blood. Be blessed. Be protected. You and your household. You and your family. You and your parents. You and your siblings. Because of this blood, you are safe. You are safe from death. You are safe from every curse. Any curse that is running in the family, you are exempted in Jesus' name. I didn't hear you. You see, when you are saying them, I say it well. I say every curse that is running in your family, because of this blood, you are exempted in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You are exempted. Every curse of barrenness, every curse of not marrying, every curse of failure, every curse of financial difficulty, every curse of premature death, because of the communion today, you are exempted in Jesus' name. Wisdom, understanding is your portion. You will do well. You will do well. What your parents couldn't do, you will do. What your parents couldn't do, you will do. You will be 10 times wiser. You will be 10 times better. You will be 10 times better in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. If I brought your tithe, come. If I brought your tithe, come. Don't put the caps in your pocket. We bought them with money. Don't put them in your pocket. If you send it to the house, you can't use it for anything. Yeah, brought your tithe, come. Who has brought his tithe? Come. Stand there. Lift them up. Once you stand, yes. Whose own is one? Okay. Lift them up. God will bless you financially because you have obeyed to pay your tithe. Father, open the windows of heaven over their lives. May they be blessed. Rebuke the devourer for their sake. Father, I destroy the destroyer. This tithe they are paying, may they open supernatural doors. Father, I pray, oh God, that according to your word, that Lord, you rebuke the devourer for their... Hey, softly with the organ, softly with the organ. Rebuke the devourer for their sake. Show them mercy. Show them favor. May the wind never blow away their prosperity. May the wind never blow away everything that they have, Lord. But Lord, you will secure it for them because of this tithe. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You will do well. You will do well. If you are here, you don't pay your tithe, God is not happy with you. It's very simple. Take out a very powerful offering.
Meeting. Take out a very powerful offering. Take 5 CDs, 10 CDs. Very gangantuan of 50 Ghana.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.